previously on Neighbours.
Clear Waters ran for 22 successful seasons before the wretched Doctor turned up and ruined everything.
Someone's now trying to remove me from time altogether.
Clear Waters! It's Clear Waters behind it!
Something far in the future is happening, and it's rippling backwards through time.
They're busy chasing him down through time and space, so every time they try and kidnap him from a different place, I scoop him up and pop him down somewhere nice and safe until it all blows over.
If he no longer exists, we will kidnap him from a time stream where he does.
Father Christmas!
But that's ridiculous! What are you doing here?
Anyone can get time scooped to the death zone, you know. Even Father Christmas!
You will come here, and you will fight your oldest as I.
How else would I be able to pull out this Browning M2 0.5 caliber machine gun and shoot your companion dead?
The time well, Doctor. A hole in the very fabric of space and time.
Now together,
we will destroy the Doctor once and for all.
Set the controls for the death zone on Gallifrey.
It's not you I take orders from, Sonny.
You mean he is here?
His most holy, most venerable.
My boy, at last. Now together,
we will destroy the Doctor once and for all.
Oh, the bullets! They went straight through me, without hurting me!
What did I tell you, Rob? A game, nothing more. Now perhaps, Father Christmas, you'll accept that you're about as solid as your scruples, and you don't exist. Say it, Rob.
You don't exist!
You don't exist! You don't exist!
That's the last time I let a man drive.
Are we where we should be?
How should I know? Not much is working after you interfered with the controls.
Well, if you'd listened to me in the first place, I wouldn't have had to, would I?
Oh, stop your pathetic squabbling. One of us, at least, has had the forethought to check what remains of the instruments.
And?
They show we're nowhere at no time. We have arrived.
The death zone!
On Gallifrey, at last, it really begins. We shall have vengeance against he who got our beloved show cancelled.
Mad old cow. This isn't the Clearwaters set, love. We're doing this for real. And talking of doing it, Master, you know what I want. My delicious little Nick, wrapped in nothing but a bow for me to unwrap.
I've brought you to the death zone, haven't I? Without my skills in temporal flight, we'd never have been able to follow the Doctor here, where your balmy old Nan sent him.
We should set off for the Dark Tower. It's where the Doctor and my beloved Nick will be going.
But first, I need your help. Before we trap the Doctor, I need rid of this crackpot army of failed television actors. Now I know the location of the Doctor, they're of little use to me.
You can do what you like with them, but I say we head to the Dark Tower at once.
Is there a problem, gentlemen?
Just a difference of opinion. I know what I have to do.
Impertinent young man. I assume you're not going with him. We do still have a deal, after all.
Your usefulness is at an end. I have the Doctor in my sights. That is all that matters.
I see. And how exactly are you going to escape us? Just float away, I suppose.
It seems so.
What? What? What?
I don't like this place, Doctor. I almost died back there.
Welcome. I am the Celestial Toymaker, and this is my domain.
Well, actually, this is the Death Zone on Gallifrey.
Precisely. What better domain for a toymaker than a world of games and deadly traps? I was imprisoned here by Rassilon to lure travellers into my deadly games, and quite honestly, I'm rather enjoying it.
Come on, Rob. You know what to do. Just keep walking.
Oh, don't you want to play? Always such a spoil sport, Doctor. And when I have such an interesting pawn, too.
Hello, Rob! Fancy having a bit of fish with me?
Bean! Oh, Doctor, it's my old friend Ben! Oh, it's probably just another one of those phantom things again, isn't it?
Don't be so sure.
Yeah, but remember when we had all our adventures, Rob? Remember school? Remember old Dobbo and his smelly pits? And old Cowabunga! I know these times aren't a patch on your other adventures, what with Daleks and Barons and Borealis, but they were still good times.
Oh, they were, they were! Oh, I'm coming! Oh!
Calm now, Rob. You know that every game must have rules, and you've yet to read the instructions.
Yes, well, you've yet to choose your piece!
I want the boot!
What?
Anyway, you know that this place is far more dangerous than any you have encountered on your travels before, Rob. You know that if you lose the game of Rassilon, you could remain trapped here forever. I can offer you a way home.
You're snapping my Kit Kat.
Actually, for once, the Toymaker is right. He's a pan-dimensional warlord, Rob. He could take us home with one swish of his ethereal robes.
Quite right, Doctor. But there is a price, Rob. Ben must remain here. And you can guess how long for.
Fortnight?
No, forever! The choice is yours. Your freedom or Ben's.
You must decide, Rob.
Well, look. Me and the Doctor, we've been through a hell of a lot. And we usually escape. Crotons, mental monkeys, beastly space hens from the Kraken Cow colonies. Oh, and there was that time the meddling monk trapped us on a world. It was made entirely of low-fat margarine, sugar trees, and lakes of eggs. He spun this supernova towards us, and it almost made us into a giant cake. Oh, we got out of all those things, only half-baked. Even if it has put me off sponges for life. So I reckon we'll find a way of rescuing Ben without sacrificing ourselves.
Well, thanks for nothing. And that's the last time you pop down my manhole. Manhole.
That was the wrong choice.
It was my choice.
Then face its consequences.
What's that noise? What's going on, Doctor?
Look, it's an enormous rock falling from the sky. You can't do this. Rules of the game, remember? It gave us a choice and we made it.
Yes, but what the hell?
I think you might want to get out of the way.
Ed, it's been so long.
That's temporal theory for you. As far as I'm concerned, you were only patronising me this morning.
Ow! My leg! It's been crushed! It really hurts! Oh,
Rob, my word, there's blood everywhere. Ed, help me with him. Oh,
it really hurts. I think we can do rather better than just my help. I happen to have brought a doctor with me.
Oh, Rob, what have you got yourself into now? Ah, well, this was bound to happen sooner or later. A slightly younger and more dishy me, if I'm not mistaken. Well, who ate all the Battenberg? Ah, well, yes. It's all the fine dinners at the Frillington, you see. Or you will see, if we manage to get out of here and set things right anyway.
Look, I hate to interrupt the reunion, but there's a boy here with a deeply unfashionable haircut, an experimental beard, and a leg that's reminding me of an episode of Casualty. Hadn't we ought to get him out of here?
Yes, but how?
The TARDIS, of course.
He's on his last legs.
Rob, can you hear me?
Doctor, I want my mum.
Hang in there, Rob. We're going to get help.
I can't fight. Must live.
I can't fight. Must live.
Peculiar. Where am I? Nothing but white, empty space. Oh, a reindeer with a big red shiny nose.
We're in your mind. I don't really exist, you know. I'm just an aspect of your subconscious.
And which so-called aspect of my so-called subconscious are you supposed to be, so-called Rudolph, Mr. Reindeer, sir?
I'm your sense of hope. Probably manifested as something positive or funny you've encountered in your life.
Of course! Rudolph! From the planet Tinsel!
Now listen, you, the real you, are fighting for your life back in the TARDIS. You're close to being lost. You must fight to stay in the real world.
Well, maybe it's for the best. It's quite nice down here. And I'm not much good to the Doctor at the best of times.
Now stop that! With every vibe of hope you dissipate, our existence becomes more fragile.
Vibe of hope?
Yes, the vibe is the official unit of measurement of hope. 20 vibes make a prayer, and 100 prayers in a repentance. Everyone knows that.
Do they? Well, I don't. Oh, thicky Rob, thicky thick thick thick.
Rob? Rob, no, wait! Don't lose hope! Come back to me! Come back!
Oh, a wood! How lovely! Let me sit down on this old tree trunk.
A bit too lovely. This is not good.
Hang in there, Rob. We're going to get help. What can we do? Well, first, I think we need to get our heads together, Doctor. Contact? Contact. So we're agreed. We were brought here using a time scoop, so we should be able to reactivate its beam using the TARDIS and materialise back along it. Taking us to the source of the time scoop controls. Couldn't have put it better myself, Doctor. Then we'll have a few things to say to whoever is behind all of this. Okay, here we go then. This could be bumpy.
Tease up, who's for pineapple?
Now!
My pineapple is going everywhere!
Someone is reversing up the time scoop! Roadhogs! Oh well, lowering Death Zone force field! Goodness me! The TARDIS! So there you are, Doctor! And about time, too!
About time? Of all the cheek of it! I take it you're behind this chaotic attempt to take us out of time? And is that the Coronet of Razzalon?
Oh, do you like it? It goes rather well with these shoes, don't you think?
Vera, you're in very serious trouble.
Now, don't you get all stroppy with me, Doctor! I've saved you, you knows! Yes, there's a price on your head! Those nasty people at the Clear Waters Appreciation Society are after you, and they're in league with the Master! So, I time-scooped you up, popped you down to safety.
Safety?! We've been tramping around a muddy chalk pit for the last 2 hours being chased by all sorts!
Oh, I gave you companions to help. An old enemy to fight. Sorry about the zombie, by the way. Oh, Doctor, it's a game within a game within a game within a game within a great big wet Welsh weekend.
No one minds about me down here.
Rob!
Enjoy your shoes.
I say, Doctor, he doesn't look quite the ticket.
He fell victim to one of the traps in the death zone.
You've tumbled down into a deeper state of your being. You're barely alive now.
And who are you?
I'm Old Charlie, I am. Remember me? Old Charlie works in the Clearwater Studios, lad. Well, I'm actually your despair, incarnated as a character from your life that you associate with despondency and sadness.
My despair? So, you hate me?
Oh yes. Me and a few of the other personality traits despise your very being, Sonny. We have a We Hate Rob Club, you know.
Oh, I guess you're right. No, wait, why am I talking like this? It's about time I got a bit of a backbone, got rid of my yellow streak and...
Backbone? You couldn't even find yourself a fishbone in a fishmonger's. That's a shop that sells fish, you know.
I know that. Although I always got it confused with an ironmonger's.
Duh, idiot. Old Charlie thinks you're very stupid.
Old Charlie isn't even alive. Therefore, you can't be sitting here leaning on your stupid broom telling me I'm rubbish, can you?
There's no escape, so there isn't. You think a bit of optimism can save you? You've gone too far. Too far gone.
Tickets, please.
Wait a moment. You're Professor Endelman from Giddy. Anyway, I don't need a ticket. I'm not going anywhere.
The 4:15 for the afterlife will be here soon, and you need a ticket.
Let me guess. You're my pride or something.
No, I'm your fear. The part of you that imagines having nothing and no one.
Blimey. Hang on, I thought I was clawing my way out of this.
You were. But this is the last stop. You have a first-class seat in the next wagon, and it has a very dark destination.
Excuse me, but Mr. Macau won't be getting that service.
Another one of you! But you're Aaron, Nick's father!
Oh, I'm not alone. Rob's hope is here too.
Hello again, Rob. You puny creatures of misfortune. You are all nothing. Rob is ours.
Well, clearly we aren't. We are very much something. We are Rob's honour. We're his love for his family.
We're his generosity.
Is that all you've got? What about his cunning and his dishonesty? I was the part of him that stole the doctor's packet of after-eight mint at Christmas.
And old Charlie deliberately got Rob's friend Ben in trouble at school by copying his homework.
Stop! Stop! All of you! I can't bear the confusion in my mind!
Come on, Rob. Come on. Train is here. This is your last chance.
No. What's the point? You're no good, Rob. This train is for you. It'll end your miserable journey.
The other platform, Rob.
I'll hook him with my broom.
No! I'm almost there! The doors are opening! I'm going to make it!
Rob!
Get off me! I want to go! I want to live!
Rob!
Oh, Doctor, look! His leg's all gungy and horrible! Oh, this is awful!
Oh, don't just stand there sobbing, woman! There must be something you can do. You've got a time scoop, haven't you?
Of course, Ed. You're quite brilliant.
Only quite.
But that's it! What a clever young man! The time scoop! Or let me punch in the coordinates and some old girl pals of mine are gonna get a little surprise!
My sisters, for 7 centuries we have served the great flame. Now once more, it produces the precious elixir that protects us from death so that we may serve it. Sister Mary, it is your time. If you do not suck from the cup of life, you will wither and die like an old stick.
Oh, thank you, Ohika. Oh, sacred flame, I prepare to receive your sweet juices.
Just enough has formed since Sister Julia's skiing accident.
A strange song from the heavens.
Stolen from us.
Oh, bugger.
The elixir of life. There's just enough in this cup to save Rob.
Well, they owed me a favour after I designed all those lovely red dresses from some of my old tablecloths. I even made a crown out of one of my old cakes and gave it to the old Maran who was in charge of them back in the olden days or something. Spent hours looking for that cake, she did. Never found it.
Let me give some to Rob.
Apple crumble. No Ben and Jerry's.
I think he's going to be all right. Now, use the time scoop to take us home.
Okay, Doctor. Chocks away! Damn cheap telephone machinery! Has anyone ever seen this thing?
Is that such a good idea?
It isn't working, Doctor! There's just too many of us to transport. I blame Baruza. All that malarkey way back, moving all those Cybermen around has buggered it up right proper. Maybe if I jammed it with my curling tongs.
Just wait. This isn't going to work. We've been trying to avoid it, but there's only one way forward now. I will have to travel to the Dark Tower and confront Razalon himself. He's the only one who can send us home.
And I'm coming with you!
So soon after almost dying? That doesn't sound advisable to me.
Ed is right, and I'm going to need all my energies to confront Razalon. I can't be worrying about you as well, Rob.
Well, I could always come as well to keep an eye on him. You'll need me to persuade Razalon. I could always talk that old devil round. Right, well, that settled that little bit of solution.
I'll work the time scoop and send you to the death zone. It should be fine for a short hop.
And there's still the master to sort out, don't forget.
I'm still not sure about this. It's the only way. Two of us are needed to deal with all of this. Now, you do your best to persuade Razalon to send us home, and Ed and I will deal with the master, okay? Very well. Good luck, Doctor. For the past. For the future.
Well then, just the two of us again. Now, how exactly do you propose that we deal with the master? Last time, if you recall, we burned him to death, then trapped him in a room with a dinosaur, then naturally sliced him up and made him into a light salad, and he still came back the next week.
Well, this time, we're going to try talking to him.
Are you mad? This is a treasure!
We still have the time scoop. I think the master has surprised us far too often down the years. Time to give him a taste of his own medicine.
Now stop!
How exactly are you going to escape, huh?
Just
float away, I suppose.
It seems so.
Well, here we are then, the tomb of Razalon. It's smaller than I remember.
Smaller? It's bloody huge! They bury him standing up, with a big hat on, in platforms.
Quiet there.
Well, what are we waiting for, Doctor? Summon up old Sly Boots Rassilon and we can get on with it. This gloomy old place is making me feel really weird.
Yeah, like a depressing grey Wednesday afternoon.
Oh, that's just the mind of Rassilon reaching out to us. He tried these little tricks to stop people actually coming to visit him. Not very welcoming, are you?
This is the game of Rassilon. Do you claim immortality, visitor to the tomb of Rassilon?
The voice of Rassilon. It's beginning again.
Doctor, it takes a brave Time Lord indeed to visit my tomb a third time. Or a very foolish one, I might say.
I never come here through choice, my lord, and I haven't this time. I need your help.
You come to claim immortality, Doctor?
Well, no, I tried that but got bored. I just need a fraction of your powers, my lord.
Explain.
We were brought here by mistake. We were never supposed to play your games. All we ask is that you return us home, and Ed and my other self in the TARDIS. Oh, and perhaps you could pop the Master down some considerable distance away.
You ask much, Doctor.
I know. Is there any way you can help Rob and I, and Ed and the other Doctor?
And Vera! Lovely old Vera!
I have considered your requests, and this is what I shall do. Anyone who enters the tomb of Rassilon shall have but one request granted. I shall return you and your companions home.
Oh, phew. Thank you, Lord Rassilon.
Take great care, Doctor. I sense there is a great task ahead of you. Something bigger than you've faced before.
I'm pleased you're back, darling.
Oh no, this could ruin everything. Scott, you must get out of here at once.
I see into your mind, vile human. I shall grant you your wish.
I don't believe it! Nick!
What's happening?